Magna Joy with a raft of gear changes. Blinkers on, tongue tie on, but the visor taken off. It's an $8 chance. Thorsburn out, no deduction. Hot Vinny at 17. Back in the Game came out yesterday. 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Tears in Heaven out. I've got no deduction for it at the moment. Colour Drops, $3.60 favourite for Team Hawks, and Michael will be joining us in Tab Talk. Torchbearer at 35. Last Card Joe at 21. Kylie's Fame out, no deduction. And Not Doubtful, the stablemate to Arise Augustus, is a $61 chance. Big field here, but nowhere near the interest in the majority of races. Magna Joy becomes the best supported runner here for Jared Austin and Lester Grace. $9 into $8 this morning. Best back to beat it is a fair way away. Arise Augustus has been 11 into $9.50 this morning. And third pick would probably be Princess Command, who's in a couple of points, 9 into 7.
A couple of the on-pacers back to you, Munns. Magna Joy looks the obvious leader, but pace has drawn wide. Oakfield Rebel, and we've got Arise Augustus, and also drawn out there will be Centro Superior. So that speed should be pushing across from the wide gates, right?
Paul, on your speed map, where's the favourite Colour Drops likely to settle?
Colour Drops on my map? I've got Colour Drops. Let me get its number and I'll tell you. Number 15. I've got it settling probably midfield on the fence, or one off the fence.
That's about right. Look, she does like to sort of settle off speed. She only had the two runs, and she was dynamic on debut at Hawkesbury. Looked like a really good filly in the making. She just reeled in the rivals easily that day, and then was given a chance in a strong race at the Newcastle's Beaumont track, ran sixth behind Hetty Heights. Didn't have a lot of luck, and Team Hawks sent her straight back out to the paddock. Resuming today, this mare, lovely four-year-old mare by Lonwell, her recent trial at Hawkesbury again, Paul, that racing pattern she's got of dropping the bit in behind them, peeling out in the turn, letting rip, and she's got a good turn of foot. She's short enough at the 360, but I'll back her number 15, Colour Drops. I think she's a mare going places. Number 7, Navua Miss, the filly from the Chris Wallace stable, did a good job at Hawkesbury first up, diving between runners to grab victory late. Strong form race that. King's Tariff was third, has subsequently won at Hawkesbury yesterday. Navua Miss will be fitter for that run. Look, I thought number 2, Baggio, can sprint well fresh, is one to watch here at odds. And number 4, Princess Command, gets a long way back, but will be flashing home late. 15, Colour Drops, Paul, I think more on potential than anything here. 15, 7, 2 and 4.
Yeah, I've got the same Quinella Rage as the wrong way round. 7, 15, 10 and 12 for me. I'll go with the 7 on top, Navua Mist. She was spelled on a winning note. She won her maiden, was tipped out for a spell. I always like to see that. She trialled strongly at Warwick Farm and then backed that up with that first up win at Hawkesbury, and Ray's already touched on the fact that that does look a strong form race. So with Blake Shinner board off a lovely draw, fast speed, I think Navua Miss can win again. But I'm concerned that the 15 could be the up-and-comer, as Ray mentioned here. And she's my danger first up. Nice trial at Hawkesbury. She's got that little bit of form from her first two starts, and she's another one that maps to get the gun run. The other chances for me, number 10, Magna Joy. I think she'll lead and give some a bit of cheek here on the wet track. She loves these soft conditions. And number 12, Hot Vinny. If you're looking for a roughie, I think he'll be suited by the speed. Watch for him flashing home late. So it's 7, 15, 10 and 12 for me in race 6.
For Darren Flindell, it's 5 to beat 15, 4 and 2. 5, 15, 4 and 2. Last race, Glenn, race 7.
Oh, and it's the tab.com.au, the last on the program. Rye for Huey Bowman, and Huey is our subject of an everyday special today. So it's Huey welcoming back him, and to ride two or more winners on the program, $3.20. He rides Rye on the last here, and the boys have got him on top in the first. Wine and Dine at $9.50. Bracteates at 7. Song and Laughter is an $8 chance. Gold Talk out, no deduction. High Spirit at 11. Local Affair for John Thompson, and he'll be again on Tab Talk at $4.80. Our Beatnik, a favourite here, at $3.80. Red Jabawi at 26. The Way We Are, another John Thompson runner there at 21. Excited Prince with blinkers on, and Cathy O'Hara, she came back yesterday at Hawkesbury, she backs straight up again to be at Warwick Farm today. She's on a $21 chance here. Lie Direct at 41. All the Way at 101. Brilliant Meteor at $51. The only other runner that's still running is Shelley's Girl, and it's a $31 chance. Chaos is out, no deduction. Best back runner on the program here, our Beatnik, went up 6 yesterday, got into as short as 3.50 this morning. It's back to $3.80. The best supporter to beat it is Song and Laughter, and that's probably the horse when he heard the rain on the roof last night. It's been an $8 chance. And third pick at the odds, Excited Prince for Cathy there, 26 into 21.
Yeah, good speed again, drawn wide here. And number 6, High Spirit works across with the 9, Red Debarwi. The other one that'll keep those honest is Bracti 8, and probably getting the right sort of run is the horse Glenn just mentioned there, A Song and Laughter, and maybe even Local Affair. Off those good gates should be in the right spot, right?
Yeah, toughest race of the day, Paul. Look, I'm going for the two last start winners to fight it out, but with no real confidence, 7 Local Affair from 8 Hour Beatnik. Local Affair put a margin on his rivals at Goulburn on May 16. It was a good, strong win. Look, is a query, given the soft track conditions, most of his form's only been on firm surfaces, so that's a slight concern, but he's very fit, and as I said, he was so impressive at Goulburn. Similarly, number 8 Hour Beatnik showed a really good turn of foot on that firm track at Scone first up for the Chris Waller stable. Former New Zealander, whether he can reproduce that sort of form in these soft track conditions is the concern. Given the rain about and the soft 7 number 4 Song and Laughter at $8 appeals as a terrific each way chance in an open race. And number 1 Rye, good first up, winning at Hawkesbury in a strong form race, beating Zedfast, has got some form on soft tracks. In the last, Paul G, I found a tough one. I'm going to go for the 7 Local Affair to beat number 8 Hour Beatnik with 4 and 1, the best of the rest.
Yeah, my numbers aren't too different here, Ray. 8, 1, 7, and 6 for me. Number 8 on top, Hour Beatnik. Terrific first up win, obviously, at Scone in that Class 2, which we've all identified as being an exceptionally strong Class 2 event. So it's interesting to see what he can do on the soft track this afternoon. But looking at him in the yard that day, Ray, he was just a little bit big in condition too and still produced that effort. So he'll strip fitter into this run for sure. Number 1, Rye, I loved his trials coming into this. He backed it up with that first up win at Hawkesbury. So he's just come back a much better horse this time in. Huey Bowman will give him every chance. The 7 Local Affair, only coming off a Goulburn win, as Ray said, but it's a very strong win and he maps to get all the favours in the run. Best of the rest, I thought, was number 6, High Spirit, who he's a little bit coltish, but with Blake Shin aboard today, if he can find the front and control the tempo, we might see some sharp improvement from him. So it's 8, 1, 7 and 6 for me in the last.
And 8 as well for Darren Flindell to be 2, 6 and 11. 8, 2, 6 and 11. Darren's best is Sahara Chill, race 5, number 2. What about yours, Ray?
Yeah, Hugh Bowman, we have a big day today, I think, Andrew. One of those, race 3, number 10, Ocean Spray. I like her at the $6.
Race 3, number 10, currently $6 for Hugh Bowman, who's on that everyday special. Good on you, Ray.
All the best, Andrew.
And what about you, Paul Joyce?
Look, I'll go with Zatapaz, race 4, number 3. I just really like the horse. I like the way he races. I think he'll get an uncontested lead and he'll take plenty of getting past. So race 4, number 3, Zatapaz. $4.80 with tab.com.au.
Righto, mate. We'll hear from you later on in the week. Thanks for your time. Good luck.
My pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce and Ray Thomas and Glenn Munsey with our Warwick Farm preview. Darren Flindell a little while later in just after lunchtime with the setting the scene out there. As we know, the track at the moment is rated a soft 7. We'll monitor if there's any showers. That's it for Racing HQ. We're back tomorrow morning, 9 till 10. Special guest here in the studio at French's Forest is retiring Racing New South Wales Chief Steward in Ray Murray. We'll be taking your calls. You want to talk about protests? You want to talk about racing? Ray Murray with us tomorrow morning between 9 and 10. After the break, it's Tab Talk, plenty of racing, and also the latest on Origin Game 1.
Sydney Spring Carnival is back this September at Royal Randwick and Rosehill Gardens. Indulge yourself this spring with a premium hospitality package offering first-class dining in luxurious surrounds. Plus, witness exhilarating racing with superior views of the home straight. Experience the carnival in style and be a part of the electrifying atmosphere as Sydney comes to life. Book your hospitality package today at theatc.com.au.
Australia's finest lineup of race fillies, mares and broodmares are at the Magic Millions National Broodmare Sale, June 1 to 5 on the Gold Coast. With hundreds of black tie performers, city winners and breeding prospects, the catalogue has all levels of the market covered. Top class performers and proven producers. Find your ideal breeding prospect at the Gold Coast from June 1. Real quality, real opportunity. Check out the catalogue online now at magicmillions.com.au.
Whether you're building or renovating, before you decide on your choice of windows or doors, take a closer look
at Wideline's brand new website, where you'll find our U-Beaut online quoting app.
Just upload your plans or tell us what you require and receive your free quote within 48 hours.
Even if it's only a few windows you need, we're here to help, no problem.
Wideline's quoting app is open 24 hours. You can even save your new quotes or edit old ones.
Time to take a closer look at WidelineWindowsAndDoors.com.au. Bingley's end of financial year celebration sale is off and running with massive deals to be had. Come in and grab a bargain while stocks last during Bingley's biggest sale of the year.
Racing, sport, entertainment. It's all on Sky Sports Radio.
Now it is 10 past 10. They're getting set the third at Matamata.
Saturday. So 440 and 410 at this stage, the difference here. And the price for Skyscraper on fixed odds and also on the tote with the three and Don't Break My Heart at 650 fixed odds. And then really interesting money around the 14 here in Businessman, who's been held, has been very solid at nines. It was $11 this morning. Actually, it's now at $9. The one that is trained by Craig Phelan and Sean Phelan doing the riding on this one. It's $12 on the tote and Savannah Samoya in single figures at $9. Almost set for start time. Let's hand it back to George.
Thank you, Brendan. As the last couple are about to go forward now, and goes Don't Break My Heart, Skyscraper. He'll be the last one to load away. Favourite at $4.10, 180. So we're set to go at the 1600 metres. Gates open, they're off now. And Skyscraper out wide was one of the first away from Savannah Samoya. Going forward, St. Saturnine, and right there also Rockstar Diamonds. Followed out by Can You Hear Me, and closer in along the inside, Businessman. They'd be tracked out next then by Don't Break My Heart. With those, as well as they work over now, next would have been Flanders. That's charging round to be in about fourth position. Back midfield now is Esteem Magic, followed round then by Grace Sun, and with those is Idaho's Choice. Four links away, El Bandito. Born in a Sandpit came next from Heath, and two links away, Kakahunel is last. Inside the 1,000 metres they go, and Skyscraper made the lead. Leads by three quarters of a length from Rockstar Diamonds. Right there also is Flanders. Two and a half away, Savannah Samoya. Then followed at the 800 metres under a rider, St. Saturnine. Then came Businessman, who's over on the inside next of Can You Hear Me. Further back in the field, Idaho's Choice, as the leader goes for gold at the 600 metre Skyscraper. He's got them stretched out like a Shanghai here. Well back about midfield, and must be 15 lengths off the leader, is Born in the Sandpit, followed then by Esteem Magic. Then came Don't Break My Heart, Kakahunel. Well back also was Grace Sun with El Bandito and Heath around the corner with 300 metres to go, and Skyscraper, he's out by six lengths. In second position is Roxa Diamonds. Businessman looking to run on. Further back, Born in a Sandpit, and then Idaho's Choice. But Skyscraper, it's been a daring ride by Daniel Miller. He took off before nominations. He's away by about eight lengths here at the 100 metres. In second spot is Businessman running on, Born in a Sandpit. But it's all Skyscraper. He ran them ragged, and Skyscraper, he wobbled to the line, but he got there, and he got there easily. Second over, Born in a Sandpit. Businessman was third, and then El Bandito's been a runner, ran into fourth. Followed over next then by Idaho's Choice, Savannah Samoya, then came Roxa Diamonds, Don't Break My Heart, Esteem Magic, They'll Sleep Well Tonight. Further away then was Heath, followed over by back near the tail, Flanders, with St. Saturnine, Can You Hear Me, Kakahunel, and last over was Grey Sun.
1.12.14 there at Matamata. One Skyscraper will pay 3.31.40. 12 Born in the Sandpit, 6.30. 14 Businessmen, 4.50. 1.12.14 race 3 at Matamata. 14 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
They're off. Gates open. They're off and racing.
On your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio, it's time for Tab Tour.
One of the legends of the sport creates a little bit of magic at the mountain.
There it is. Adam Scott. A life changer.
It's the first time he's finished about a GP at Phillip Island. Mark Marquez, another in style down under.
With the very latest in racing and sport from around the country, welcome to Tab Tour.
And Munsey, good morning. Glenn, how are you, mate?
Good, thank you, Shawnee. Born in a sandpit. I reckon my parents used to put me in the sandpit down the back, but it had about a two besser block lip to get into it. I couldn't get out of it. Just leave me in there.
I wonder why. Neil Breen, Shawnee, is Munsey. He's been at the team hotel at Homebush for the Blues. Big night coming up tonight. Neil, good morning.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Munsey. How are you?
All right, mate. You ready?
Yeah, ready as. I reckon the Blues are ready too.
Yeah?
Well, first of all, the amount of rain that they had there yesterday out there at Homebush, I noticed on the weather, Matt, they had something like 18 mils of rain.
Yeah, but, you know, look, the field was a bit damp yesterday when we were there for the Blues captain's run in the morning. It's always a bit funny. It's always a shifty surface at ANZ Stadium. Look, I'm out here now. it doesn't look like it's going to rain too much today. And I heard some weather reports this morning that said, you know, there'll be showers, but there won't be heavy rain. If anything, I think it would favour the Blues because of that massive pack and those big guys they've got just carted up the middle. So if anything, I think the weather would favour the Blues, but it's not going to be like desperately wet track or anything like that.
Neil, any fitness or injury worries at all that you've detected?
Nothing at all for the Blues. Just that Josh Dugan mystery, which was a strange one over the weekend, but it really doesn't matter that much. It just means that Josh Morris comes into the team. Josh Morris trained with them last Wednesday, last Thursday. Friday was the day off. He travelled back to Sydney. He missed Saturday's session when Dugan got hurt. He was here for the opposed session against the North Sydney Bears on Sunday night. He did the captain's run yesterday. Morris has hardly missed a thing. He's a great defender against Greg Inglis, so I wouldn't worry about that. The rest of the team are fit and ready to go. It just remains to be seen whether the changes Laurie's made after the 52-6 loss at the end of the last series are enough. But I think we've got to think of it this way for New South Wales fans. Since Laurie's taken over, the Blues have won 4 of the last 9, right? So they've lost sort of 5, won 4 in the last 9 matches. It's not a diabolical record. They went under by 1 point here last year. The Blues can win tonight. They definitely can win.
From a journalistic point of view, Neil, does it get harder each year to come up with a new angle for a story?
No, because there's always new players. So this year, let's look at the team this year. Fullback Matt Moylan, bang, finally gets his go in a big rep game. He's been in the fringes for ages. There's a story there. You've got a new winger, Josh Mansour. You had the intrigue going on with the centres. One Josh was out for the other Josh. Blake Ferguson, the redemption man. Last time he was in Origin camp, he left in disgrace. James Maloney, the guy who's returning to the team at 5'8". Adam Reynolds gets his shot at halfback. It just goes on and on. Paul Gallen's last series. Can Andrew Fifita deliver off the bench? You know what I mean? Like, it's never-ending. There's stories everywhere. And then after the first game of the series, there's a whole new set of stories line developed because there's a finish of a game. Some players have played well, some players have played badly. There's an injury, there's new players, whatever. It's 50 months, pretty
and,
easy.
And if New South Wales happen to lose, we could have another 5 new blokes in the side for game 2.
Well, I don't know if Laurie could do that. He's made the choice. You'd have to stick with him. But if they lose here tonight, they go into game 2 at Suncorp Stadium, the series could be all over because we know how hard it is to win away. Even though they did win away in 2014 to win the series. Last year, they won away at the neutral venue at the MCG. But the main intrigue today, boys, totally and utterly surrounds Cooper Cronk. So can I give you an update?
Yep. Oh, he's just run 100 metres in 9.8 or something.
Even time.
Oh, 9.8. Wouldn't Australia love to have a 100-metre sprinter who could run 9.8? Anyway, we've never had one. But the thing with him is the team walk for the Queensland team is going to take place in 15 minutes over at Parramatta. That's where they walk around and play cricket against a bin or whatever. And then there'll be a bit of a press conference with one of the assistant coaches at 10:45. There's some mail we might find out then whether he's going to play. But Channel 9, as we do to cause trouble, we sent the chopper up yesterday, Munns and Sean, just to film him at training when the cameras got thrown.
Hello.
He looked all right. He was running and he was running the show and everything. You'd think that if he was in big doubt, they'd have to say, mate, you can't do the captain's run. We need to put in the combination, as in Thurston and Michael Morgan, that's going to be playing the game. But anyway, if he's ruled out today, I'd be shocked.
Yeah, will the Thurston and Michael Morgan need training to get their combination, considering they play with each other every week?
Not together in the club side, but maybe, I don't know. Maybe just with the other players in the team. But Michael Morgan's been around the Queensland set up for a while now. They're all professionals, they know what they're doing, but you'd think he's going to play, but I don't know. Margie McDonald, who's very close to the Queensland camp, wrote in The Australian this morning that she sort of thinks he won't play, but so anyway, it's just a guessing game, isn't it? But
it's those Queenslanders throwing dummies.
Exactly. Well, that's what they... Well, Paul Gallen truly thinks that, anyway.
Hey, Neil, apparently Wally Lewis said he's never been as tarry about a State of Origin match as this one.
Very nervous about... He's never been as what?
As tarry, as nervous about one. Is this.
Oh, so the King's worried, eh?
That might be a little bluff too. That might just be a sucker punch too. You never know.
Yeah, he might be nervous about appearing on 9 tonight.
Yeah, that could be it.
Yvonne Sampson. What about the great Yvonne Sampson?
Oh, what about Bonnie?
Coverage tonight. She's killed her.
Yeah, go girl. You get him.
She just tipped into a new filly too. A rising 2-year-old.
All right, well, she's a keen race goer.
She loves it, mate. She loves it. She's a good... You know, she's a very accomplished rider. She's a very accomplished horsewoman. She used to ride equestrian and everything. She was a very high calibre.
I've seen her ride a few of her bets home at the races. Gee, she can pull the stick on them, all right?
I know, exactly right.
Mate, Neil, we appreciate your time this morning. Really look forward to Nine's coverage tonight and your help this morning. And enjoy the call tonight and see if we can calm Wally down.
Yeah, well, we'll see how Wally goes. Isn't he? He turned into a great bloke, Wally Lewis, since he retired. He's a wonderful fella. And it'll be a great game tonight. Ring me tomorrow morning because I reckon I'll be at the same place outside the Blues Hotel looking for battered and beaten blokes, hopefully if they can get a win.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Neil. Great to catch up.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks
a lot, Neil Brand there. Channel 9, we appreciate his help too. Can be a ripper game tonight, Munch, isn't it? Absolutely superb.
It's a huge game for us, Sean. You know, you're looking at $4 million, you know, usually gets invested on an Origin game, and it's just phenomenal, the amount of interest in it. You know, the most popular market, always the first try scorer market, and of course that gets back to Tony there, selecting Sam Piedade to score the first try tonight for the chance to win $1 million. And I reckon a lot of people will be on his back. Not to try and pull him down, but to try and push him over the line, Sam Thaiday, because, you know, it's just an ordinary punter out there with the chance with the golden ticket promotion from TAB, and there he is, going to be sitting up there tonight watching Queensland go round. He probably not really a Queensland supporter, but he'll be one until the first try scored anyway. And then he could change back to New South Wales, or he could be just in the stratosphere working out what to do with the big one.
Well, good luck to him. 10:22 now. I'll tell you what, a gentleman is getting RSI riding winners of late. He's having a fantastic run. It's Glenn Schofield. He joins us now. Morning, Glenn.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
Good. You're having a terrific run at the moment, aren't you? It's all going real good.
Yeah, it is, actually, Sean. Very nice.
Yeah, it's just that time of year, Glenn. You keep pushing everyone to the airport to go to Brisbane, and you just keep knocking off the little fish down here.
Yeah, well, last year I ended up at a good carnival up in Brisbane and spent most Saturdays up there, and this year I've only been up the once. So so far I've been able to notch a few winners on the Saturday, so that's pretty good.
That's your generosity, mate, to give everyone else a chance.
Yeah, that's right.
And the good thing, Glenn, you see the stables you're riding for, like today, 3 for Chris Waller, the Hawks camp, the whole lot, getting booked for rides there. It's fantastic. Your first ride today, the Salt Mirage, the 1200 looks like it'll suit it better than what it's been racing over.
Yeah, I rode it at Scone. Didn't have a great deal of luck, but certainly hit the line strongly, and a step up in distance will definitely suit. So I'm hoping for a big run from this horse today.
Yeah, Echo Queen and the third, you've ridden it both its runs this time in. It's had four goes in total on wet tracks and run 3 placings, so shouldn't be any concern whatsoever the going there today, the 7.
Well, that's right. She's run second a number of times and she's just hasn't quite broken through yet, so hopefully today's her day.
Yeah, well, she snuck up on the fence the last little bit behind Viaductress at Canterbury the last run. Magic As came out of that race yesterday to win at Hawkesbury, so a little bit of form around it already.
Well, that's right. Look, of course, she's going to have horses that have come out from around her and win because she's racing in maiden class, and as soon as they win, you know, they're out the maiden. So, look, she's been knocking at the door for some time. She's resumed with two very good second placings, and a little bit of luck today. We'll see her hopefully in the winner's door.
Now, Glenn Schooner probably fits the same old little bit as the Salt Mirage. The extra ground today looks like it'll suit. It's been getting back and running on.
Has been getting back and running on. You know, wet track is a bit of an unknown. How wet it's going to be out there, we don't really know. Of course, in town we had a lot of rain yesterday, and of course Warwick Farm's a long way from the coast, but has had some rain. But as you say, gets back, runs on, and the step up an extra little bit of distance will certainly help.
Then we go to our beatnik for Chris Waller, and this is Dawning Close, one that you won on the other day at Scone.
It's quite an impressive win at Scone. You know, got back from a wider gate, can pull quite hard, and seemed to switch off very nicely for me there at Scone. And the pattern of the day obviously was running on out wide, and exactly what he did. So, you know, he steps up a little bit further in distance, hopefully settles nicely, and if he gives the same finish, he'll be winning again.
All right. What'll be the pick of yours today? You got a couple of nice rides, eh?
Yeah, look, I think on just an exposed form, obviously our beatnik in the last, Echo Queen, is right there for a win. I think that the fella in the first is probably a little sneaky for all the multiples, because he could definitely run into the placings.
All right, for punters, might be a nice little one to take a place bet on the first one and go all up and some one of the others.
That'd be nice if I go off all up with the rest.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll give him a push for you anyway. Good on you, Glenn. Good luck today.
Now, who are you going to be cheering for in the footy? I know you're South African and you don't really get involved, but surely you've got to have a dig with the boys in the room. Are you a New South Wales supporter or a Queensland supporter?
Oh, what's happening today?
Oh, please, don't start that with me.
Middle stump straight out of the ground.
Yeah, look, I'll be watching. I'm a neutral, so I don't really have a team. But, of course, I live in Sydney, so you're hoping the Blues win, for sure. Oh,
the closest you'll get to the Maroons is a red wine.
I might have one of them, too.
Yeah. Well, the day does end in Y, Glenn.
Yeah, of course it does.
That's absolutely right. Yeah.
Good luck.
Good on you, Glenn. Good luck.
Again.
It's 25 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio. Now, John Thompson is about to join us 2 months. Got a couple of nice horses going around in the seventh today. He's having a good run. He's having a good run with his young apprentice too. Morning, John. How are you?
Morning.
You get two nice runners today, the 7 and the 10 local affair, and the way we are in race 7 today. Can you split them?
Local affair is definitely the better chance today. He's in form, racing well. The mile suits. He'll love the wet track being a Mossman. The other fella, he probably needs another run and to get up over 2,000 metres. Mm.
He's been a good horse to you the way we are.
He's a nice horse, nice. Got a good future. It's a shame he probably doesn't quite stay, but he's a good 1,900, 2,000 metre horse. Yeah.
John, you took local affair to Goulburn. You don't mind going there. Is it just that the track gives horses plenty of chance?
It's just trying to place him in his right grade. That particular run was where at Goulburn was where the race was presented to suit him, and he was well placed there and won accordingly.
Right. Now, I noticed your father-in-law is taking a good hand in the horses up in Brisbane. You've got More Than a Rose in today in the fifth race there. How's it travelling?
Yeah, look, she's running very consistently. She's a type of horse, you know, she'll give you 100%. It's also makes it a hell of a lot easier now the two top weights are out, going to the Oaks. So lessons are great at the race and, you know, brings her right into it.
All right. Now, have you calmed down since Saturday?
You had to bring it up, didn't you?
No, well, mate, I've never, ever known you to blow up.
I can't remember ever blowing up.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't happy. I probably wasn't going to, but when he come back in, he was laughing. And I couldn't cop that. It was like waving a red rag to a bull. So.
Well, how's the horse pulled up?
He's actually, touch wood, he's really good. He hasn't left a note, and, thank God, he's come through in good shape.
And Ty's going to ride him in the Stratty?
He is, yes, yeah.
Well, good luck today, John. Let's hope there's at least one winner there for you, and good luck through the carnival too up in Brisbane.
No worries, thank you.
Good
keep,
on you.
Keep, calm. Keep calm, keep calm, keep calm.
All you need is Mungie to keep stoking you up. That'll fire you up. He's like a blowfly. He'll just drive you mad, John, yeah. You know that.
No, he's a nice bloke.
Good on you, John. John Thompson joining us there at 28 past 10. Now, the Tate dividends at the previous at Matter. Just quickly clearing those. The winner one Skyscraper paid 3.31.40. 12 Born in the Sandpit 6.30 and 14 Businessman 4.50. Fourth was 10 El Bandito. Now, Munz, markets for us. What have we got?
Just having a look whether the boys have reopened this Queensland Oaks market for Saturday. They haven't as yet, but the interesting point there is, provocative, is the first emergency, but it's also been nominated for the open handicap there, and it's a smaller field on Saturday. So I don't know, of course, the massive difference in prize money between the two races, and, the Eagle Farm Cup is $250,000 race where there's only a field of eight. You got Mighty Lucky, Pacini, Adirondack, Morris, Volk, Stock and Barrel, Colin, Lil, Snapper and Provocative, where she's got 54 kilos there. And the Queensland Oaks is a $500,000 race, yep. But not only is she the first emergency, they've said, here's the double whammy to you, Tony Pike, Barrier 20.
Ooh, now, runs Michael Hawks joining us. Got the $750,000 yearling epitomised, having its first start today. Morning, Michael.
Morning, Sean. How are you going?
Kira, do you ever find there's any pressure on when you've got an expensive one? I mean, these days, I suppose $750,000 is mid-range to a degree when you can pay a fortune for them, but do you find any extra pressure with
Pressure's only what you put on yourself, mate, to be honest. They can be expensive horses, but once they get in the system, they become a number and all of ours get treated equally, and that's just the way we are. So whether it's a maiden Emmett's first starter, whether it's a horse in Hong Kong and going for a Group 1, there's pressure associated with everything. So it's only what you put in yourself, mate.
All right. Now, this one, you've given it a bit of time. Three-year-old now, and you've given it a few trials. A prep, turned it out and brought it back.
Yeah, we've done that. Nice. Everything's gone right to plan. Trialled well. Probably the wet track, you know, might come into play a little bit now, but in saying that, done everything right, very happy, can't fault.
Mate, you scratched the LMNOP. I saw Barrier 18, which is not one of your fancies. That the reason you scratched it? Oh, we've lost
he's
him.
He dropped out, all right, no worries.
Righto, and if we get Michael back, we'll also ask him. Now, Kaepernick's been paid up for the QTC Cup, and the way the field was falling away for this Stradbroke, Kaepernick may have been in the Stradbroke field because the QTC Cup winner is exempt from a ballot, so I don't know whether there's any decision. If Kaepernick, by the end of today, looks as though it's in the Stradbroke with no dramas, whether they would scratch it or still run it in the QTC Cup, and that also goes for a couple of other runners in that race on Saturday, so we'll try and get Michael back there, and pretty good race, the QTC Cup. We've got Stratum Star, Sacred Star, Target in Sight, Snippets Land, Steel Zip, Kaepernick, Perfect Fit, Art Lee, Eloping, Office Bearer, Spill the Beans, Trubia, Sure and Fast, and Liberation. So a good field there of 14 for the QTC Cup, with the winner exempt from a ballot straight into the Stratty.
Yeah, well, you can ask Michael now. We've got him back online to check
I asked you, first of all, LMNOP drew Barrier 18. That's normally not your go. Is that the reason it's scratched?
Yeah, no, mate. Just bad alley. We'll wait. It'll run next Wednesday. There's a race there for him coming up, so we'll wait for then.
Yeah, and Colour Drops comes back today. Created a good impression when it won its first start at Hawkesbury, and then at the Beaumont. Any